Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I am your presenter, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. The spotlight is on superannuation today as the contentious super tax cap bill navigates increasingly complex political waters. The bill contends with $3 million caps on superannuation tax policy, putting financial advocates and crossbench senators at odds over amendments, primarily surrounding indexation. Meanwhile, the Greens are calling for more comprehensive reforms, criticizing self-managed superfunds, or SMSFs, for allowing risky borrowing within superfunds and property investments, with Max Chandler Mather pressing for an end to super tax concessions for property investors for a world-resilient system. Independent Allegra Spender, while initially in favor, now opposes the bill, noting flaws like taxing unrealized gains and lack of indexation. In insurance news, a significant decision came in from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or F, that reminds drivers about the non-retroactive nature of their policies. A motorist who purchased a policy from Suncorp post a vehicle accident in July found his claim denied since his cover was not active at the time of the incident. This case underpins the criticality of maintaining continuous coverage and accurate reporting of all damages and the condition of the vehicle during the policy application process. Despite a rocky April, the superannuation funds are poised to end this year on a high note, predicting an 8% growth. Unanticipated moves by the U.S. Federal Reserve on the interest rates led to a 1.7% drop in median growth funds. Yet early May signs herald potentially marked gains, proving the strength of a long-term investment strategy. Bearing wild cards, FY24 might be the year for solid returns, underpinning 13 years of gains in the past 15. Lastly, economists dive deep into the impact of the Australian Federal Budget 2024 on borrowers. The unexpected expansion in the budget, now at $28 billion, is raising concerns for higher interest rates, subtly clashing with the Reserve Bank's efforts at inflation control. Critics cite tax inflation for businesses, and uncertainty looms over the financial landscape. However, on the bright side, modest rate reductions are in the forecast by 2026. That wraps up our news for this Friday, May 24, 2024. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and expert money management advice, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori with Financial Services Online, helping you other navigate the complex world of financial services.